President Obama also announced further U.S. sanctions today against Russia, targeting the energy, arms, and finance sectors. I'm not saying Russia isn't taking all of this seriously, but Russia's parliament has also been focused on other matters. It's been on a tear lately when it comes to banning things. Recent targets include swearing in the arts and media, also smoking in cafes and restaurants. But earlier this month, one ban took effect that's got one niche group very upset, the lovers of lingerie. As of July 1st, underwear made from synthetic lace can no longer be imported into or manufactured or sold within the Eurasian Customs Union. That includes Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. Here's the world's interpreter of all manner of Slavic curiosities, Alina Simone, with an explanation of sorts.
Listen up, ladies. Russian politicians have decided that synthetic underwear is bad for your health. The problem has something to do with low hygroscopicity. Wait, what? Let me try to put it a bit more simply. Allegedly, underwear with a high percentage of things like polyamide, nylon, and polyester doesn't allow your skin to breathe properly. The ban technically applies to all kinds of synthetic underwear, but experts say the lingerie market will be hit especially hard. So how do Russian women feel about this? I make an emergency Skype call to my cousin's wife, Olya Grishkova, who lives in St. Petersburg. Nothing that happens in Russia surprises me anymore, Olya tells me. But this gives the impression that we have no other problems right now, right? I mean, if they're discussing underwear problems at the legislative level, Olya tells me that she loves her lingerie and believes in freedom of choice when it comes to underwear, but some Russian women can commiserate with the reasoning behind the ban.
Я чесалась от них каждый день. У меня была жуткая аллергия с какими-то вот просто красными пятнами.
Галина Кулешова moved to the U.S. from Moscow 15 years ago. She remembers her oppression under the regime of fake lace under things back in the Soviet era. I was itching because of them every day, Galina says. I had a terrible allergy with a rash all over my skin. And one fine day, it reached a point where I grabbed all my lace underwear, I was 23 at the time, and threw them in the fireplace. Since then, I only wear 100% cotton underwear, Galina insists. Galina's convinced that many girls have this problem, but exactly how many Russian women suffer from allergies to synthetic underwear remains unknown. That's because no actual data were gathered by the Russian parliament before lawmakers passed the measure. Clearly, the Russian Duma, whose membership is more than 85% male, isn't taking any chances. Take heart, though. Some Russian government officials think banning the majority of lingerie on behalf of these sufferers goes too far. If synthetic underwear does pose a health threat, they say, why not just treat it like cigarettes or alcohol and put a warning on the label? Also, Russian lawmakers know from experience that bans like this can backfire.
When they disallowed alcohol, specifically vodka, there were riots on the street.
That's my mom, Ina, reminiscing about Mikhail Gorbachev's attempt to ban vodka back in the mid-80s. That worked out well. A black market for moonshine quickly developed, and desperate tipplers resorted to drinking cologne, window cleaner, and, worst-case scenario, insecticide. Businesses even started accepting vodka in lieu of rubles as a form of payment. Now my mom's wondering about the political effects of the lingerie ban.
Who knows, maybe even this will shake Russian political apathy.
In the meantime, though, are Russian women going to start DIYing their delicates? Knitting their own lingerie out of dental floss, fashioning camisoles out of those mesh bags oranges are sold in? Even if Russia isn't heading for a panty riot, my cousin's wife Olya is already planning on taking matters into her own hands or legs. If they are seriously banning lace underwear, I'll secretly travel abroad to buy it, Olya says. Maybe, she kind of jokes, I'll just put a whole lot on under my clothes so no one will notice when I cross the border. Which brings Olya to the question, how exactly will Russia keep people from continuing to wear this stuff? They'll probably invent some kind of sensors, or they'll x-ray people or something, Olya says. Either that, or being a Russian cop just got a whole lot more fun. For The World, I'm Alina Simone.